Hey girl.
Happy holidays.
So we decided to leave the studio and come podcast in the wild. So come on in.
Let's hang out for a bit.
Oh, shit. Someone's at the door. I'll be right back.
Okay. Decided to give you some views. Wellness retreat activated, bitch.
That's our sauna blanket.
This is our Bond Charge sauna blanket.
Yay!
Oh my god,
I can't wait.
I told you that if we're gonna do a wellness retreat,
we gotta do it right.
We gotta start with like simulating a workout, because the bitch doesn't actually want to work out, but right. I want to be beautiful and I want to sweat. So I got us both these Bond Charge sauna blankets.
And the red light face mask.
You know,
I
don't fuck around when it comes to my skin. I have talked about it over and over in my 30s. I'm not aging ever. So this red light face mask, you put this on a few times a day and the shit literally reverses time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I always needed the fountain of youth and fire activation.
And now this is everything you didn't know you fucking needed.
Okay.
Because you didn't know you needed this, but now when you get in this bitch, you will know that you need it.
I'm really excited. Let's get in.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
It feels like Christmas. What the hell? Oh, this is real deal. Holyfield.
This is not a game.
This is not a fucking
low key
game.
Can we both fit in here? No, you're not.
Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And our wellness holiday retreat has been motherfucking activated, bitch.
No better way to activate it than with an infrared sauna fucking blanket.
If you are not on YouTube, pause
now's the
this
time.
Motherfucking episode right the fuck now, bitch. I promise you. Just pause it. Don't doubt it. Pause it. Pull over. Pull over. Don't drive and do it. Go on YouTube. And you will see me and Mila in our new beautiful infrared sauna blanket by Bond Charge, because we're on our wellness retreat. This is our wellness retreat holiday episode.
It is. And we are retreating while we're podcasting. And this is, I don't know why we haven't done this sooner, but we are currently inside of the Bond Charge sauna blanket outside with a view. It's 7 a.m. And there's no better thing to do with your bestie than to together buy holiday Bond Charge sauna blankets so that you can bestie date, sauna, detox, right out anywhere.
Listen, we're podcasting in the wild because, you know what, it's almost 2024 and we gotta switch shit up. We gotta switch some shit up. And I told Mila, I was like, bitch, we need to podcast where we feel our best. And how do we feel our best? Doing weird shit.
One thing about us is we like to try weird shit. We like to try all the things. One thing you're going to know is we're going to try the things. And what better way to do it than with our tribe? So right now we're trying these new infrared blankets. And they're supposed to soothe your muscles, which I don't know about you, but like in my 30s, I am getting motherfucking sore for no goddamn reason. If I have sex too many times in one night, the next day I'm fucked. Okay, don't do doggy style for more than fucking 45 minutes.
The arch in the back?
That neck?
No.
Bitch.
No, no.
Let me just start by saying, now that we're just certain women of certain age, we need to rehabilitate differently.
Okay.
And when I say differently, it's like you can go out, you can have fun, you can go hard, but the next day your game has to be tight. You need to know what juices, you need to get a massage, you need to get in your fucking sauna blanket. For real.
Oh, you need, God. I'm getting so hot.
Your feet, right?
I'm getting so hot. It feels so good though because I'm outside and it's fucking cold.
It's purifying you.
Oh my god. No.
The Bond Charge blanket purifies you.
I know it does. When I use this before, I've never used this one. When I use this before, like whenever I'm in a regular sauna, I always feel better, but I don't like want to have a fuck. How often am I actually going to the sauna? Like you want to go to the sauna, right? But like where is the sauna? The gym, bitch. You're not going to the gym, barely. So where are you going to get the sauna? You're going to bring the sauna in blanket form to your home in the comfort of your house and chill. This is fucking genius. All I have to do is just lay here. I can watch TV. I can check out the views.
It's so beautiful.
Where's my weed? I can smoke a joint. This is great.
But today, you know what we're going to do while we're in the bond charge, while we're purifying, while we're
stress relieving, losing weight.
Oh, yes. This is, it makes you sweat because I'm sweating right now. I'm ready to turn it down.
I know. I feel my metabolism like starting.
Okay. So this week's episode, we're opening up with some advice questions. We had asked our tribe some questions and we got some good ones. So
what you got?
Okay. Advice question numero uno. Advice on taking my BD to court.
Take him. Bitch, take him. That's the advice.
If it's worth, if you got anything worth taking.
If you've tried everything, if you tried every solution to be a reasonable person, take that nigga to court. Because he's playing with you, girl.
The only reason I was, the only advice of not doing it, it was like, if he ain't got shit to take, don't waste your time.
That's true. But if you know that he can support you better and you've tried to be reasonable and you've tried all the solutions, don't feel guilty. Don't feel bad. Bitch, do that shit. Don't wait.
Yeah, I agree.
Stop waiting.
Yeah. The laws are in line for you to do what you need to do. So
in 2024, get your child support, bitch.
Don't let that 500 page paperwork discourage you.
Fill every page out. You'll be just fine. ChatGPT that shit. Okay, the next question is, where is the dream location for the retreat?
Africa. Motherland. I really want to go to Tanzania.
Tanzania?
Yeah.
I want to go to Nigeria. I want to
Nigeria?
Yeah.
Really?
Why? Why would I want to go there?
I didn't hear great things.
Not Nigeria!
Are you sure you're getting that right?
I want to go to all the parts. I'm Nigerian, bitch. I want to go to my motherland.
I know, but when I think, you know, maybe my grandma went there and she was like, it was dangerous. And they had big guns. And also, that's where they scam people.
Okay, well,
I don't know. Can someone give us some feedback on Nigeria?
I want to go to Ghana. I want to go to South Africa. I want to go to Egypt. I want to go to all the places. Mali. I want to go to.
I want to go to Madagascar.
Ooh, Madagascar.
I want to go to Tanzania. I want to go to. There's another one with a T.
So basically, Africa is the answer.
Africa, yeah. Africa. The whole thing, the whole continent.
Oh my God, I'm starting to get sweaty.
It's working.
I'm sweating.
We're gonna be so beautiful after this.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm getting skinnier by the moment. Okay, next question is: I've never come before, though I enjoy sex most times. Why so?
An orgasm. It's common. Not coming is common, especially for women. A lot of times, it's because you really don't feel safe or comfortable with your partner. You're in your head, and that requires a lot of like. Practice, self-work practice.
I'm curious if you come by yourself often. Like, do you masturbate? And if you do, do you come on your own? Like, how often? And if so, how often do you do? And what is the environment that you have to be in? Like, what are the conditions that you have to be in order to make that happen?
And if you're masturbating, are you masturbating without an electronic toy?
Are we anti-electronic toys in tantra school?
I think it's important to understand your pleasure without them before incorporating them and relying on them. Mm. A lot of people think, oh, I can masturbate with this toy, so I know myself, and like that doesn't. I mean, it's an electronic toy. Mm. It's not like you manually being able, because you can't tell someone to replicate that.
Right. Well, yeah, girl. Check in with yourself. Think about what happens or what needs to happen to make you come. And yeah, what else would I start a pleasure journal?
I would say start a pleasure journal. I would say call 1-800-MILA. No, I'm just kidding. no, but for real, just being in tune with your pleasure and your environment is important. Maybe you're not connected with your person. Maybe you're you're not present. So sometimes that cultivates, you need to do that by yourself, cultivating. Like, do you meditate? Do you come by yourself? There's a lot of factors that can contribute. And maybe there's trauma, but there's like, you know, a deep dive. Mm.
Okay, I think we have time for one more advice question. Okay. So the question goes, how do you feel sexy in your body again as a single mom after a very toxic marriage?
I have a toxic answer.
You have a what?
The toxic answer is
go on dating apps.
The toxic answer, go on dating apps?
I mean, like, go, like, refill your cup with, like, maybe people who are not going to be long-term. But, like, honestly, I would just say going out. Like, not only going out, but getting dressed up, putting on makeup, putting on clothes that make you feel good in your body, looking in the mirror, talking to your body, dancing in the mirror. It's just about, like, dating yourself again to get excited about how you feel, because you won't think you look good if you don't feel good. And a lot of times that requires effort that people don't like to put in, because, you know, there's other shit going on. You don't want to, you know, you don't have a nigga, so you're not buying lingerie. But there's a romanticizing, and like, I think there's an energy that has to be produced in after like a toxic relationship that drains you, because it can be so toxic. It literally gets into your consciousness. And so to undo those negative self talk, you kind of have to reprogram yourself.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the reprogramming does come in the form of dating apps, and sometimes it comes in the form of isolation. It comes in both forms. Only you really know what you need. But I know for me, when I got out of my relationship, and I like dating apps was such a huge driver in finding confidence for myself. I needed to feel appealing to someone else other than, you know, my previous partner. I needed to hear words of affirmation that come from someone different, that are different in general. I needed to be around a different type of energy, to be treated a different way, even if it wasn't the way that, like, I ultimately, like, this is my husband. I just needed to feel something. And sometimes
remembering who the fuck you are.
Sometimes that requires you to get under someone. I know that's not like the healthiest advice, but you know, also there's, you know, I think that also, you know, it can require getting under someone, which obviously is not the healthiest advice. And, you know, people will come for me for saying that. But I think also, like, sometimes that's what you need to do, bitch. Sometimes you just need new dick. Sometimes you just need to try some new dick. You need to get up the other toxic dick you keep going back to and keep being loyal to for no fucking reason, and you need some new dick energy. So I'm gonna just go ahead and say, bitch, go get some new dick.
Yeah,
that's my advice.
Yeah. And take yourself on dates.
Yeah.
Wow, this is great.
I don't think it's, I ever want to do, I think I want to do every advice segment in a sauna blanket.
I feel much more clear. It's because I'm purified.
I feel smarter in here.
Yeah, I do. I do too. I feel warmer and smarter.
Oh my god. Well, make sure you spoil yourself with a bond charge. I think we're going to just up it up one notch before we get out of here. And just go and move on to our next wellness activation, because we have a whole day, my love.
We do.
We have a whole day planned. So we're going to end this session, this wellness session, with
our 10 minutes of face.
Our 10-minute face mask.
Super important.
Very important face mask.
And just one last thing for the bitch who called me skinny and asked if I was eating in the advice questions. Suck my dicks! Perfect idea.
Oh my god.
You have to drop your kids off to school early to do this.
Next step of our holiday wellness retreat.
You know what the next step of self-care is?
What?
Guess what clock it is.
Oh my god, I know what clock it is.
It is weed and wine o'clock.
Weed and wine o'clock, baby.
Did you bring weed?
I did.
I did too. Okay, I'm going to grab mine. We're back. Did you bring your sesh?
You know I brought my sesh.
I call it my mommy lunchbox.
This is the best shit ever.
I love this shit.
You don't smell anything. Like, I can leave this in my room. I can leave it in my closet. I can leave it in my car.
I know. Anyway.
No smell.
Literally, I put it in, like, yeah. I travel with it. It is, like, my lunchbox.
I just love it. It looks cute in my house, and I love this color. It reminds me of us.
It's very us.
And the green is very, this is, you know what's in here, the greenery.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Mommy's special box. I have a couple of really good strands. I brought some.
I know what we should do.
What?
We should see how good your weed nose is.
Not my weed nose.
See how good her weed nose is.
My weed nose is really good, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, because I know we both used to work at dispensaries.
Okay, do you want some wine?
I do.
Okay.
We both used to work at dispensaries, and when I was there, I was really feeling like a connoisseur of a sommelier of the cannabis. I knew what was like the smell of a sativa, what was a hybrid OG.
I was mostly the front desk girl.
Oh, so I'm
but
win.
No, you're not gonna win. I also have been a bud tender. I feel like it's like if you've lived in the valley, you've been a bud tender at some point in your life. Here you go, honey.
Thank you.
Cheers to podcasting in the wild and our self-care retreat.
Hey.
I knew that's what we needed.
Okay, so what's in your box?
Okay, so I have, of course, because I'm a backwood queen. I like blunts. Mm-hmm. I have some weed.
Okay.
I have, of course, some gummies.
Cute.
I have more weed. Another.
That's a different type of weed.
A different weed. Let's see how good your weed nose is. Some minis. These are my favorite, like my 15-minute breakers, because, mm-hmm. Who has time for a full joint all the time?
Mm-hmm. I can't even smoke a full joint. Like, I'm useless if I smoke
one. Oh, yeah, that's a nighttime thing.
I realized that last night. I went out, and I was at someone's house, and I smoked a whole joint, and I wanted to just pass out and lay down and go to bed.
Yeah.
It's not sexy when you're trying to be cute for a nigga.
No, it's not.
I literally couldn't keep my eyes open. I was like, have you ever been so high, you're like, am I ugly?
I've had a lot of thoughts high.
What's going on?
Including, can I dance?
Oh, no.
One time I was dancing at the club and I was having a great time. I was like in VIP. This is back in the day. So I was in VIP, like standing up on the couch and I was drinking. I'm fine. And then I started hitting the blunt and then I was like, oh, no. Am I on rhythm? I was like, oh, fuck. Literally, I was like, oh no, am I ugly? Can I dance? Now I'm standing up here.
Like, why did I come up here?
I was doing fine until I got high, so.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you have to know what strand you're fucking smoking. That was back in the wild, wild west when I don't think anyone knew what they were smoking. They're just accepting blunts in the club. And that was the first time I realized this is not always a good combination for you.
No, it's not. What else do you have?
I just have beautiful accessories.
Gorgeous. So feminine.
You know?
So feminine.
I love to feminize my marijuana.
You because cannabis?
Because she's a she.
She's a she. And you know what? She's been played out to be like this like dingy.
Masculine.
Like kind of like cartoony bitch. And there's nothing cartoony.
Like cheap nigga.
Why have they made weed a cheap nigga?
Because she needs a rebranding.
Wow.
And I'm going to do it.
We're doing it.
We need to change your name. Like Maddie. Maddie Jane.
Maddie Jane. Wait, what else do you have in there?
I have my weed ring. My Serpenta.
Okay.
Which I really like. And I have my, if I don't really, you know, I'm not good at rolling papers. That's Erica's specialty. Mm. And my lovely man who rolls all my joints. Mm. So if I'm away from him, this is what I have.
Oh, wow. You're prepared.
I am. Because I don't know.
It was a little baby.
I can do stuff.
Take a baby.
But I'm a big girl and I like to actually roll backwards. Uh-huh. I like blunts.
Yeah.
That's my preference. So that's what I have.
That's beautiful. I love that. What do I have in my box? First, I need a grape because bitch is hungry. Remember when we used to eat on the show a lot and people get really mad?
Yeah. Now we're doing ASMR. I don't know if you guys
saw. I don't know if you're going to hear it because this is a different mic. If you're watching this right now on our YouTube, then you'll see we're in a totally different place.
And you might hear the waterfall and the sounds of the great outdoors. You might, if you really listen, you might hear this butterfly fluttering by.
Oh my God, we're podcasting in the wild, guys. This is the next generation of good moms, bad choices. We are good moms in the wild.
Just like God intended.
Good moms in the wild.
Good moms gone wild.
You know, this is really much more our element anyway. I feel like we put clothes on and we sit in front of a camera in a studio, but
that's rarely how we actually exist in the world.
Like really need to be able to just Wow, I'm podcasting and doing this? Crazy.
This is actually about more style. It's crazy. It's crazy that you guys have gotten me to wear a shirt for 300 and something episodes.
No. Yeah, that's going to change. I feel like in 2024 is when we get naked.
We have to find the technology to put like the blur.
In 2024, we're just going to podcast naked. So
topless podcasting coming soon. Topless. Do we need to start OnlyFans so we can just do topless podcasting?
We have it. It's on, it's called Patreon.
Can you be topless?
You can be topless on Patreon.
Then we're going to be on the adult one again. We fought so hard to come down off of it.
Okay. So my sesh box has, of course, Sweet Mehdi Jane.
Mm, those look like good. Now, are there two in there? I can tell because I'm a former bartender.
Anyway, I was going to really trick you with that one. I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
Now you're going to really...
Wow.
Now you're going to really...
There are two in here.
I know.
Yeah.
Because okay. I'm a smart bitch.
I have that, and then I have these little... These are like these CBD gummies that are actually an aphrodisiac.
Oh.
So I have these just in case, because you know bitch is single now, and I have to make sure that I'm always prepared and ready. You know? Get these niggas going.
Do you think this is salt water? Is this chlorine in this water?
It's salt water.
It is?
Yeah.
You think I can I rinse the blend in it? Maybe if I get the water.
I think you still have to put some sort of chemical in it just to make sure. I don't know.
Can it be worse than what's in the tobacco?
I don't want to be liable. I put it in the wine. Then I have these other gummies. And then I have these little tiny little baby joints.
Oh, I love a baby joint.
Oh, these are different because yours had like the
crystal,
the crystal
like,
on it.
This, like, these look really
And then I have another type of baby joints. And then, of course, I have a backwood. Duh. And then I have my ring. Mine's a little rose.
Because we're dedicated to feminizing
It's just so cute. Like when you have a little ring and you just bust the shit out at the party, you're like. Yeah, it's cute.
I think I can use the pool water. I think it's fine. Going to do a little sprinkle here.
A little pool water.
A little pool water. Nobody. Everyone's drinking a little pool water. At some point or another.
Wait, so then after that, I have... Oh, this is really crucial.
This is very crunchy.
I have my Palo Santo. Okay, guys, come here. Come on, get a little closer. Sage you down, bitch, because you know you need it. Oh, wait, just say sage. I'm going to Palo Santo you down, bitch, because you know you need it. You know you need that cleansing, girl. But I love to carry this in my bag because smoking for me has become very ritualistic. Like I'm always putting intention into my weed lately. I'm staging myself or using Palo Santo to clear the energy before I take my plant medicine. If I can, sometimes I could just be in the car and I can't do all that, but if I can, I try.
It's nice to set an intention.
Yeah.
God, I left some weed in my grinder. I love when I do that for myself. It's just like a kind service for future me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you.
First, I need a piece of cheese and cracker.
Very important.
I need sustenance.
Sustenance.
I think. I don't think it's substance. That's weird. Sustenance?
We probably need
need is education, bitch. What is it? Substances?
The substances. Sustenance. Speaking. I just got me back from school now. I do got an education in six.
I got my education. I love fucking pork, man.
Whoa.
I love fucking pork.
I would really love for the if the, with the Records Please show that Erica Dickerson. What was that?
I love fucking pork.
Thank you.
I love some fucking pork.
Because any given day, every Sunday,
I've been trying to get off the pork.
Is a flexitarian. She been talking about my eating habits. I'm so unhealthy. I want the records to show. I take breaks. So do I. I don't eat pork like that.
I'm not talking about breaks. I'm not talking about pork in general. I'm talking about other shit. But
cork is my gateway drug to mayhem.
I'm assuming you just had some of this.
I did have this beautiful Bristol Farm salami.
At least it's from Bristol.
Bristol Farm. It's one step below Irwan.
We're gonna all of our black people are gonna stop. You know, black people do not fuck with pork, but then they do.
They do.
I know. Black people.
They'll eat some pork ribs real quick.
They will stop fucking with you so quick over eating pork.
My daddy's pork ribs are the best.
The best
shit ever. And just bacon. Just bacon. Just some nice crispy bacon with some fat on there.
From the Farmer's Market. This is good.
You know that one guy, that nigga, what was his name? Poetry Bay? That's the one thing he did, like, really put me on to. I gotta rechange his name, because he's not Poetry Bay. He's kind of like Psychotic Bay?
He's Scammer Bay.
Scammer Bay.
He's for sure Scammer Bay.
I wonder where he's at. Say he's out there bay. Scamming someone right
Stolen
now.
Stolen Teeth Bay.
Currently. Stolen Teeth Bay. Yeah, he did steal that. My dentist's teeth. He did do that.
How did niggas steal teeth? That's deep.
He stole his fucking teeth.
How do you steal veneers? That is the boldest shit I've ever fucking... That is the boldest shit I've ever heard of. Do we need to do an award?
I need to know the condition of those teeth right now. Like, how are they holding up? Because he can't go have no fucking checkups. He got to go to a whole new dentist to scam to fix those teeth.
He will. Karma's a bitch because those teeth are probably not doing well because he stole them from a black dentist as a black man.
If you're watching this right now, I hope all your teeth are cracked right now. I hope they're all fucking cracked because you're scamming black dentists. Shout out to Dr. Thompson.
Erica scammed where she took her first scamming boyfriend.
I didn't scam. He's my family dentist.
You know, it is the end of the year. Do we need to do like awards? The number one scammer of Good Mom's career, of Good Mom's, how do you call it? What is like all the characters?
Bays? All the bays.
All the bays.
All the characters.
You go down, number one. You went from Poetry Bay to Scammer Stolen Teeth Bay. Congratulations. We have in 6 years not have anyone scam bigger and better than you. Can we put a round of applause for a nigga stealing teeth? This is never before heard of. No one's ever heard of this before. So I just would like to thank you for the stories. I mean, we couldn't have done it without you.
We couldn't have. We couldn't have. That episode would not have been as lit or that.
No, I think
that experience.
Thank you for leaving us with a good old fucking laugh.
Yeah, that laugh and that time. Wow, 2020. Wild times, man. Really scary times in my life.
Speaking of bays, I'm going to go ahead and give a thank you to the number one most adventuring bay I've ever had, who ever existed. I really do feel like he was a black man in a white man's body.
Look at that white soul thing. That white soul transmission shit.
Oh my god. I saw him recently and I saw that he still was trying to get his fashions on.
Thanks to you. You initiated him.
I'm cool with that. You know,
I initiated him to ASOS. You are an ASOS initiator.
I don't even go to ASOS. I think I am. Okay, I'll come and sprinkle a little sprazzle dazzle on you niggas. You'll never be the same again, so you're welcome.
That's true.
I just thought about him trying to hoe shame me.
Oh, no.
After I cheated on him, you must go on Patreon just for this one reason only.
This is, yes.
There's a million things on there, but if you need to go for this, I was going to say young man, this older gentleman agreed because of Erica's brilliant idea after I cheated on him to come do a show talking about why I cheated on him with a non-couples therapist. She was just a bitch who wanted a relationship.
She was just an internet relationship
queen
person,
and we found her, and
I'm an expert now,
and she came to Erica's living room and tried to fucking dog me, and she almost did, but I just want to revisit the fact that he toe shamed me, and not to toot my own horn, but nigga, you were rather lucky you spent this solid 6 months in confinement with me. This would have never happened in regular times.
Like not a zombie apocalypto. You know what I'm talking about. You know what happened. You know 2020. You know what happened. Honestly, like, how dare you fucking try to shame me? You were adventurous and you did take us camping, and I am grateful for that. But you know good and goddamn well you can't hang with all this.
I just want to be clear real quick about that camping, because that...
No. I'm not referring to that.
Oh, I was going to say that was not camping.
I was not referring to that.
I forgot you did go on a
real camping. We went on a real one.
Okay.
With Luna. That one, I don't know what the fuck that was. We went to Mars.
That was not, like, I don't know why he thought...
He was deterred because he just couldn't get enough of adventure.
Like, if he was gonna adventure with your friends, he could have stepped it up a few levels.
Remember, all his friends left him.
They all left in the middle of the night. We woke up and all his friends were gone. There were like two other groups of couples that were there, and in the morning, those niggas
were
left.
Gone.
They left.
They said we're out of here.
It was windy as fuck, and it was cold. And I slept in my car because I'm smart.
I was slept in his tent. What can we rename him in the celebration of our 6-year anniversary and shouting out to this for this?
I think his name is actually pretty.
It was. You're right.
Pretty strong.
That was good.
You get to keep your name.
You get to keep your name.
But we will never forget the ho-shaming. We won't forget that.
That's why you will always live on my Patreon as a nigga who got played. That's what the fuck you get for trying to home shame me. I was being a little bit of a hoe, but that's, you know, there were reasons for that.
So I'm going to just pull out these nugs.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. So what am I choosing between? Are there options?
Sativa hybrid. Sativa?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys have checked out our merch, but we have our sativa hybrid indica. Because good moms love flowers. So we're choosing between sativa hybrid indica. Let's see how well Jamila can sense what that nose do, baby.
I'm actually, I don't know if you guys know, fun fact about me, but I'm psychic by smell.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You're nosoyant?
I'm nosoyant.
You're nosoyant?
I am. I'm nosoyant. And I knew once when I dated a nigga. Mm-hmm. And I smelled him, and something didn't smell right. It smelled like sickness.
Oh, he smelled death on him.
Remember? Mm. Remember I told you, I said, this can't be my baby daddy. Mm. It smells like death.
Is he alive?
He is.
Okay.
But he was dead to me. And my nose was right.
Yeah. Give me your sesh.
This is a mess.
Sesh is also the perfect, if you're a mom, this is the perfect shit, because I feel like it's inconspicuous enough, and it locks.
I feel very, I like that it locks, but I also feel like I'm very, very happy that I decided 9 years ago to be honest about weed smoking, because you know what stuff belongs to mom and what you're not supposed to touch.
Yeah, I don't touch the shit.
And
she knows.
Yeah, there's just like, there's no gray area. Instead, you're not sneaking to find anything because it's mine and it's right there and you don't touch it. Wow, I'm just trying to go on a deep dive of our hoes in the last 6 years, and it just seems like we don't have that many.
We don't.
I think that, you know what, I think there was like some hoes, and then there was just a lot of
fun times.
Oh my god, did I tell you that I don't know if I talked about this, but I was in line at the restaurant and I looked at this man. I said, he's a fine man, and he looked at me and I said, oh my god, I slept with this man.
Oh no.
Remember that hairless beautiful Israeli that I told you I met?
Oh yeah,
Joey's in Woodland Hills.
Oh yeah.
You know when you're, like, your whole life comes back to bite you in your ass? I was like, oh, no. Why would I do this? He is fine, but also, why?
Did you say anything?
Yeah, I was like, I know you. I was like, remember? And he's like, oh, yeah. But he was there with a woman, and I was like, trust me, you don't need to. It's okay.
Why did you tell him remember in front of the woman, bitch?
I wasn't in front of the woman. I was in the bathroom. But he must have got scared because he was there with the woman. But I was just, I think I was just thinking out loud. I didn't really even mean to, like, mean anything.
Blow him up.
I did it. I was just like, oh, no. Why would I do this? No chill. I'm really proud to say that we've grown a lot. And I'm really nice. I'm really proud also that it's on camera. No one can say we didn't grow up. We've grown a lot.
Go watch it. Go take a look. Check back in later. Okay. I think something happened here. Okay, so now it's my turn. Where's your weed? So I can smell it.
Okay. Okay, you ready?
All right, wait, I'm gonna put a little honey on my joint.
Don't mess it up.
Just a little bit on the tip.
Are you sure? Because I think it's a paper, it's too thick.
No, on the tip, it'll be fine.
Okay. We really need this joint.
A little bit.
Okay, that's box number one.
Mm, that smells good.
This is box number two.
That's a hybrid. That could be a hybrid too, but it smells more like sativa based, sativa dominant.
You're right. Actually, I'm just lying because I don't remember what I put in what box.
What the fuck? You're trying to play me.
I don't remember.
Where's the lighter? All right. Let's light this up.
Finally. Shit.
Continue on to our next wellness activation, darling.
Wait, then we have to pull a card.
Oh, yeah.
Well, light it up, pull a card, and then we shall move on.
Seven of Wands reversed.
Seven of Wands. Shout out to Mahogany Tarot with those bomb-ass black tarot cards.
Yes, we love Mahogany at Good Moms. Okay. Ooh. Do I want to read it reverse? Okay, we can read it.
You got it reversed.
Okay. Exhaustion, giving up, overwhelmed.
Shit.
Okay, reverse. Let's see what you have to say for me.
That was reverse?
Or for us, the collective. Yes. The Seven of Wands reverse shows the external pressure that external pressure is weighing you down, leaving you doubting yourself and whether everything is worth it. It may seem as if you are under constant opposition. At first, you could hold firm, but after a relentless battle, you are now exhausted and ready to give up altogether. Don't let this get to you. Even if you are weary, this card urges you to keep fighting for what you believe in. Stand strong, own your position, and don't change who you are just to keep others happy. The Seven of Wands reversed may affirm that you are overwhelmed by challenges and responsibilities in your life. You may have taken on too many commitments and now want to focus your attention only on one or two things. Finally, the Seven of Wands reverse can appear when you are trying to avoid conflict wherever possible, and as a result, you are backing down from your point of view too easily. As soon as someone challenges or opposes you, you compromise or give in instead of standing up for yourself. Alternatively, you may have tried everything and given it your best shot, but now you see it's not worth the struggle. Even though you might not have made progress yet, it's time to let this one go and move on. Yes, it may feel like it's giving up, but in the long run, it will be for the best.
Okay. Okay, so take your time, like, sit back.
Stand your ground. Know who you are. Don't let anyone compromise who you are. Maybe stop taking on so many fucking projects. Focus on one thing. You're wearing yourself down. You don't have to. It's unnecessary.
Seems like we're taking our future advice.
Yeah. Just chill. Chill out. Chill the fuck out. Basically.
Yeah. Chill the fuck out.
Chill the fuck out. Just like us. I think we're doing really good. Yeah, you're right. We're doing really good.
We're chilling out.
So the cards have spoken. We're doing the right thing.
Is that the affirmation? Chill the fuck out. Chill the fuck out.
Yes.
Chill the fuck out.
Chill the fuck out.
Cheers to chilling the fuck out. It's nice podcasting in the wild.
I love podcasting in the wild.
It feels much more natural.
Right? Just grounding. Yeah. A little grounding here. I'm telling you, my ASMR dreams will come true. You're gonna hear this. Yeah, hear this?
I don't think anyone can hear it. If you are not joining us on YouTube, now's the time. We're podcasting in the wild.
This is the time.
We're in our natural habitat. If you are listening, go in the wild.
We're at this beautiful home with this beautiful view of our hometown. This is the 818. If you want to know what your valley looks like.
Dry and beautiful. I never know what we're looking at over here. This is the 818. True depiction.
Well, you know what? It's the end of the year, and I just wanted to say, I don't know if I told you, I may have already said this to you, but I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You committed to something while also doing so much for our business and your family and life, and you also fucking went to school this year. And now Jamila is a certified sexologist and tantrika. And I just want to say I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And you embody this anyway. I know that, like, it was a lot of work, but you just – I feel like you were born to be a tantrika, darling.
So – oh, okay. So some of the things that we learn are just, like, basically get in tune with your pleasure. Using pleasure as medicine and getting in tune with your pleasure and – moving energy, and one of the ways to move energy is obviously actually movement.
Right.
So there's a lot of stagnant energy we hold in our hips. There's a lot of trauma we hold in our hips that we forget is there. So it's like important literally for men and women, especially men, because, you know, they think it's gay.
They think everything's gay and shit.
Everybody thinks everything's gay.
They would be moving them hips if we were behind them.
Yeah, that's the only way. Every Caribbean.
But that's why they have to be on the wall, because they don't want anyone to see them, their ashes moving around like that. Yeah.
I like a good ass shake.
God, I just had a flashback. Wow.
What, high school?
Club 17.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, not great. Bitches actually like men who can dance. Anyway, it's about learning your pleasure. It's about getting in touch with your pleasure and not really caring who's listening and what that means. So taking some Mila Moans. Deep breaths. Hands on heart. Hands on genital or your yoni is nice. Just connect your heart to your genitals.
Put this glass of Pinot Grigio in my yoni.
Because we refuse to put it down.
I put this glass of Pinot in my yoni.
And then each element has a sexual, sensual expression. And so fire is your sex chakra, and it's thrust. So if you can just and it's also the sexual expression is nasty. So it is nasty.
Like I'm supposed to say, like, you know, nasty.
You're supposed to just embody nasty. Embody nasty, and then you can do them small too. Like I don't know why I moan. It's just what I do.
Well, I mean, what else would you do?
Like silently. It's weird. Maybe we need music. There's also earth. Or big circles.
Oh, that makes sense. That feels like earth.
That's earth. It can ground down. Ooh, and think of all the things.
Which I love.
Think all things earth, element. And then you can reverse. And then there's space. And space is just taking up space, like quite literally. Graceful is its expression. So just taking up space. Get used to taking up space. And then there's air.
Let me guess.
Guess. That is wrong.
Fuck.
Air is figure eights. So you're going this way, you're making an eight. This way, you can go backwards too.
I can see that.
Like either direction. Thing. Yeah.
In and out.
This is flirty, I believe. And then we're moving up to water, which is here at your head chakra. And water is undulations. This is a fun one. Go forward.
Oh, that's the genuine.
Is that the genuine? Let's put on some music. This is weird.
This is the pony.
But going forward. I think you go backwards too. Yeah. Backwards is kind of hard.
How do you?
Wait, honey. This is forward.
Is this forward? Okay, and it's a backward.
Backward is like this, yeah. And this is
for sure genuine. Not the music.
Yeah, you can go to
this
the side.
This is the genuine.
You can go to the side too. This is the expression for water is sensual. So think sensual thoughts, and you can do and. So there you go. There's a little tantra mini
that
movement.
That feels good.
Does it feel good?
I love that.
Still tantra mini session for you. Just a little movement session. Move that all that stagnant energy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want your genitals to go cold.
No. Oh, God. That sounds terrible.
It can happen.
That sounds like rigor mortis, bitch. That's dead.
That's how illness happens in your body.
Pussy? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't want that. Very much a live vagina.
For more tantra tips, come to Patreon. Come on. We have more self-care to do.
All right. Come on. Let's go.
Pleasure and joy are synonymous. Exploring personal pleasure is a roadmap to discovering personal happiness. Don't underestimate the power of accepting and owning your mind, body, and soul.
in a society that is constantly telling you who you are, it is revolutionary to own your bliss. Hmm. Chapter 7, Mama Gotta Have a Life Too.
In A Good Mom's Guide to Making Bad Choices.
Written by Jamila Mapp.
And Erica Dickerson.
You can't have a day of self-care without a day of a little education and enrichment.
If you guys haven't checked out our book, make sure you do. This is a big accomplishment for us this year. We put out our first book for debut authors, and this is the perfect gift for a holiday. I think this is the perfect gift for a mom-to-be. I think it's the perfect gift for aunties, people that are thinking about having children, husbands, dads to be, humans.
This is the perfect book for humans. It's like the what to expect when expecting for the mama and for the woman. And it's actually, I may say so myself, it's actually pretty damn good. We're very proud of our baby, and it must be really good because one of the top three publishers in the country picked it up. So support Black moms.
The white people said it was good. So, you
it
know,
must be good.
You know, so make sure you check us out on Amazon or at your local bookstore and get A Good Mom's Guide to Making Bad Choices. Well, speaking of pleasure, my love.
Yes.
We are here and in continuation of our holiday self-care retreat. I just would love to say that watching you expand in your tantrika space, I think I've learned a lot just as a bystander. But I'm really intrigued since we did that little lesson outside. I really want to like see some more of these skills in action, because I know on your retreat, if you guys joined close friends or you were on Patreon, Jamila has to learn how to please and pleasure all different types of, what are they called? Body parts?
Yonis? Genitals?
Genitals?
All different yonis, all different lingams.
And so today we have brought this gorgeous, gorgeous grapefruit that looks like a beautiful yoni. As you can see, it's juicy, it's scrumptious, it's pink. And Jamila is going to walk us through how to give a yoni massage, right?
I'm going to give you a few tips. I'm not walking you through a whole yoni
massage. Not the whole one?
You got to pay for that.
Okay, fine.
But yeah, in discovering our pleasure, you guys are not going to get, I'm not going to get enough of this. I'm going to be talking anatomy in big words forever. And no one should have ever given me no goddamn certificate. In my exploration of pleasure and in my extended education, I've learned a lot of new things, including ways to bring my own yoni pleasure, because a lot of times as women, I mean, you know, we're relying on everybody else to do the job, and we don't really know how to explain to someone else how to do it, and so a lot of us don't even know how to do it for ourselves. So one of the things I learned are just like mudras, different ways you can touch yourself that you may not even be aware of, and in learning that, I really had to like deep dive into my yoni, and quite literally and figuratively. But you know, I'm just going to give you a couple tips, because I think in exploring and learning, I realized there's a lot of basic shit that us as yoni owners, we just don't get, and we just don't do enough research. So I am going to show you on this handy dandy grapefruit, this beautiful orange yoni. But first, I'm going to, excuse me, my favorite honey pot products. I'm going to bring this yoni here so we can have better understanding of what's happening. So I think a lot of us have the understanding that this little pink part is what brings us pleasure. This little small piece. But the truth is, our whole entire yoni is an incredibly innervated, triple innervated area. So there's a lot of pleasure potential. So yes, this is our little clit.
That's my favorite.
That's my baby. Until you learn some more moves.
Okay.
But the truth is, our clit actually...
Oh my God, the clit fell apart.
It didn't. It never falls apart. It's adorable. It actually extends all the way down into your labia, your lips. So this is actually the entire clitoris. It's a three-part
system that includes bulbs and legs, and all of these parts are pleasure potentials. So that's one thing that a lot of people don't get, right? So I'm gonna put this back on here. So there we are. And this one's not very movable. I have some other friends for you a little later. I don't know if that's gonna be strictly for Patreon, because YouTube be tripping. But one of the moves is actually, let's imagine this is our inner labia, between our inner and outer labia, right? Mm-hmm. And just utilizing your fingers to kind of, ooh, cool. She squirts, look at that. Kind of just apply pressure between the labia majora and the labia minora. And you can go at a fast pace, or you can go slow, but just, or sometimes I really like just grazing. And but one of the things is just, the most simple of things is just medium speed, medium pleasure on top of the labia majora outside. You can go a little bit faster to increase your arousal. And even you can just take it off if you feel like you're getting too high up there. So I really encourage everyone to touch themselves without the expectation of orgasm. Mm. So we're not doing it to orgasm, we're doing it just to observe. Does this feel good? Is this numb? Is this irritated? You would be wildly surprised how much of your vagina is actually, your yoni is actually
numb
as fuck. Mm-hmm. And you just don't notice it because you're just jamming things in it. So one of the things is just taking at least 20 minutes to get aroused. It takes 20 minutes to become fully engorged. 2-0, fellas. Not to be confused with 2. So just utilizing your fingers and all the entire area to stimulate pleasure. There's over 15 orgasms for a yoni owner. Mm. So you're probably not using all of them if you're just focusing on this little dot here, this little small dot. There's so much more. So that's one of my recommendations, is just like using that whole outer lip area. Should I bust out the real thing and show you? You ready? Do you want to try?
Sure. So we just do like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Sounds
good.
It does, right? It's just like a very steady medium stroke, medium pressure. And even like this, this is like a tickle. Okay. A light tickle, just to see how that feels. And kind of move all around. And also just, I think a lot of people forget to like romanticize themselves. So set the scene, light a candle, pour some wine, put on a playlist that's a 20-minute playlist. Because then you won't get distracted and forget what you're doing. But these are ways to arouse all your senses. And even before we put any fingers inside, I know, it should taste good, right? This one doesn't really have a hole. I'm just going to, I don't know if that's piercer. So usually in Tantra, they ask you to like ask her which finger. Each finger has a different element that it's related to. But if you ask your yoni what it wants, it will probably take which one it wants. We're so used to jamming shit inside of her.
You've got to stop saying jamming.
You don't like that?
No.
It's true. A lot of these niggas are jamming your yoni. Don't let them. Make sure you're engorged. But
don't let these niggas jam you. Jam you up.
You know that's my nickname. But yeah, just ask her and let, and even with like if you have a yoni egg, don't just put it in. Arouse yourself and then, you know, kind of introduce it to the introitus and see.
And she'll just suck it up.
Yeah, see ready. If she takes it.
Nice.
Yes. So I'm going to move on to something a little more X-rated.
All right.
But before we move on, super important is that we utilize lubes. So I think that's another thing. People are not utilizing lubes, and they're just jamming things in. They're not aroused. Their pussies are not wet. And these are some of my favorite lubes.
These are really, I didn't see this other flavor though. There's vanilla chamomile.
Yeah.
Smells good.
And the best part about these is they're not some generic bullshit that's going to keep your yoni super irritated. They're water-based, they're all natural, they taste good, they smell good, and they feel very similar to your own juices. So it's just like a triple threat. And they come in a bunch of bomb-ass flavors like strawberry, which is our favorite.
Oh, agave extract. Just keep it simple.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Let me try that one. Here, put it on my yoni. It's not fun to dry rub your yoni, right? Ooh, yes. I'm just going to take a massage it around your entire yoni. Take your time. The thing with this is really about taking your time. Breathing into it. This feels so good. Mm. Oh my God. This is a snack.
Is it? Told you that shit is good.
It's so good. This agave flavor. Mm. Oh my God, it's so nice. But just really utilizing, and you can use circles.
Yeah, let me try with mine.
Yeah, you can use circles or side to side. And take your time just figuring out what feels best. Up and down. And just, yeah. There's no rush. It's not, this is all for research. It's kind of nice, right? So this is just to ritualize your pleasure, like quite literally. It's just observe.
For the gentlemen tuning in, listen up.
20 minutes.
20 minutes of just this. Tease her, tantalize her.
Yeah, and honestly, me and Orlando like to do like some tantric breathing before we get into this. Or even you can just do breathing by yourself. Just take a minute to do like 21 breaths by yourself, because I think we've gotten to the place of just moving past the thing, and this is an important thing. And this is actually a ritual. It's meditative, it's spiritual if you let it be. But we're so used to like throwing on porn, busting open that rose and getting straight to the point, that this is kind of like reigniting that relationship and reestablishing that relationship with yourself and your touch and taking your time or with your lover. And also this is to help you figure out what it is that feels good to you, so that when your lover asks you, you won't say, I don't know.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, no, that feels good. Like,
it's funny you should ask, because I did this 20-minute exercise where I touch myself, and I know exactly what I like.
Well, the crazy thing is a full yoni massage is a hour and a half to two-hour session. So this is like a happy place in between.
Oh, wow.
To just kind of observe. God, that's so good.
Can you try some?
So good, right? Like dressing.
Fruit dressing.
This is yoni dressing right here.
Okay, well, let me take my honey pot intimacy wipes.
I love these too.
These are the best because they're so big. They're amazing.
For
cleanup.
For fatty caddies like myself.
Cleanup or just, you know, this is your classy cum rag.
Look, it covers the whole yoni just like it's supposed to, not those little ass bullshit ones for babies.
For real. Get the job done.
It really does.
I love honey pot.
Are you ready for the real deal Holyfield now?
I'm ready.
Okay, you guys. Get ready, because Betty's a big bitch.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the more realistic. I hope this isn't staining. She's a big girl, this one. I hope she doesn't have any. I just took her straight out the box, and I hope she doesn't have anything on her. I want to embarrass you in front of my company now.
What the hell?
So this is...
She's so jiggly.
She is jiggly, just like me. So this is going to be a little bit easier to understand what we're talking about. She has little lips, but this is... Let me get this. My good old vanilla chamomile. Okay, I'm going to use that first. Can't do much without this, okay? Make sure you're lubed up. And this is the move I was showing you. Just going between... You're going to have to catch Patreon for this.
You're going to have to catch this lube before it goes in our booty hole.
Oh, well, the booty hole is fine.
Catch the lube before getting the booty hole, girl.
A little lube in the booty hole when it's all natural and water-based, like honey pot, is fine. It's welcomed, as a matter of fact. Never know what you're going to do later.
Wait, let me try. This feels so real.
I know. Put your hands inside. Ask her which finger she wants.
Oh, this feels like a real pussy bitch.
I know.
This is a real vagina.
I know.
I'm getting turned on.
Like, you like that? You like that? Yeah, pretty much. And then there's another thing called, okay, keep doing that. Pleasure transfer, where maybe doesn't usually feel really good to you, but if you add it and you stimulate the clitoris at the same time, you can literally transfer the pleasure. This poor doll is getting three-way finger fucked by me and Erica.
I'm looking at my reflection.
This is the content everyone's been waiting for. So you can transfer pleasure by inserting fingers and also stimulating here. You can do the same thing with your anus. It's just a butthole too. Wow, the butthole even feels real soft. But yes, that's just one of many mudras. There's also one more I'll show you. She doesn't have very much lips, but if you just grab these little lips, I have kind of nails and my lips are bigger than this, and you just stretch it out. You see that? It's like a butterfly. You just like, you can also do this, like grab your, like a taco. God, I wish I could just use mine or yours. This is.
Oh God. So I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Open your leg. Let me use yours. Let me use your labia. Okay, so you could just utilize grabbing these, just kind of like pulling them away from the skin. Pulling these away from the skin, holding it like a taco, and just using this. Even utilizing your mons pubis right here, this outer labia. I mean, this outer area, this fatty area up here is really nice too. No. Am I losing it? You need to be serious. How are you going to go to tantra school if you're laughing? Are you ready to move on to lingams?
No, I am. It's my favorite one.
Well, we don't have any bananas, so we're going straight to the real deal Holyfield. Let's wipe in. Okay. Now this is my little friend.
Oh!
Very real.
That thing looks real as hell.
I know. Make sure not to put your mouth on.
This is an Amazon purchase?
Yes, girl.
It has a fucking blue vein, bitch. It's why so greasy?
Because it knows what bitches like.
Oh my God.
So this one's a little bit more difficult to do the moves too because it's not as slouchy.
Can I improvise and just do what I think it is and then you tell me if I'm doing it wrong?
Sure, no problem.
Okay. So I'm just gonna take my favorite strawberry lube from Honey Pot. And I'm just going to... Wow, it's a little stuck because I use it so much.
Whoa. So, this is the best lube ever.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think you just wanted to do this. Look at her face.
It's gonna okay.
You know you haven't had sex in a while.
I know. The first dick I've touched in months. Wow. Oh my God. I feel so great. Okay. So I'm assuming you know you can start with the top and do a little. I remember like you teaching me like to do like pinching around here.
Yeah. Well,
a little pinching here.
Mm-hmm, the little rice pinches around the head. That's not the medical term, but you know what I'm talking about. A lot of men, especially in the West, we circumcise our men, which is actually genital mutilation. We can't do that anymore. But because of it, there's a lot of nerves that are just not are
dead.
Dead. And actually they're traumatized. They're not dead, they're traumatized. And they can be, you know, re-stimulated, but it takes some time. And what we do is we just pinch around the corneal ridge. Listen, the bitch just tested very hard. I forgot a lot of shit because I haven't talked about it in a week. And we're doing like little rice pinches all over just to reignite the nerve endings. And even on the shaft of the penis as well. Obviously, you can't really pinch much, but if you a real penis, it has a little bit more levy.
So then is it supposed to be a twist? Is it twisting always is better?
No, that's a different move.
Okay, but I know, but I'm just saying in general. No, the nigga doesn't want to be pinched. Like
no, well, it's not really about if a nigga wants to be pinched. It's about, again, observing the pleasure process and seeing if there's numbness, if there's irritation, and if there's pleasure. And that's, you know, you can always go with, like, let me get a little bit more of that strawberry. Oh, yeah. It's about establishing that medium pressure, medium stroke. And then there's also, you could just kind of focus on the head here. And there's also when we are going opposite directions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just like that. There's also just a twisty loo where you can just twist the skin this way.
Ow.
And then there's things that look like we think that they hurt, but they don't. And then twist it this way, twist it this like overhand, twisting it this way, twisting it this way. And there's also, you can pull this skin on the balls. This is obviously not real testicles, even though they look like it. And you can just do a flying squirrel where they're flapping.
A flying squirrel.
Mm-hmm. You just move. You just pull them gently away from the body and flap them.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So don't say I never teach you nothing.
Wow, I learned a lot today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is definitely a big part of my wellness journey, especially as I prepare to have sex in the next, I don't know, near future.
There's 37.
I'm bust out with new skills and tools.
You have, there's 37 lingam mudras. I've only taught you three.
37?
37 lingam mudras. And, you know, you can always, there's always more for discovery, but yes, those are just some of the things you can test out on your lover to see, you know, if he just, you know, discovers any new sensations or pleasure that he wasn't unaware, previously aware of.
Love this.
So here's your sex tantra tip of the day. You're welcome. I think I need a new name. I think I'm gonna have to, I think I'm going to go with the Pleasure Priestess.
Cheers, Pleasure Priestess.
Cheers. Happy holidays. I think it's time to go outside.
Yeah?
I think it's time. We've been in the house all day.
You're right. I think it's time.
I think it's time to get dressed and go. Go out to the night. I want the world to know. Gotta let it show.
While I have a big dick on the table.
we're gonna have to put our logo over this.
Okay. Well, off to the next adventure.
Let's go.
You look cute.
Thanks. So do you. I like your outfit.
Thank you.
Ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
How do you feel?
I was going to say, I feel amazing. We had such a beautiful day.
I know. Rest and relaxation is so necessary.
We bond charged. We seshed. We had wine.
We honey potted. I taught you some tantra.
I did some tantra moves. I drank wine. And then we play dress up.
I feel great. And this is my final look. Do you like it?
I love it. I love, this is our crimson limited edition Good Moms Love Flower crew neck. Mila's paired it with nothing underneath.
Because that's the kind of bitch I am.
If you get yours extra large, you can wear it as a dress.
This is a small.
I know. Well, if you get yours extra large, you can wear it as a dress. And some cute little brown boots. I love this.
Yeehaw!
Our Bad Choices necklace. And then, of course, we have our vintage
signature
Good Moms Bad Choices tank.
That is so good with any leathers or pleathers or, you know, if you're vegan or non-vegan, whatever way it goes.
I just think our shit is super fashionable no matter how you move it.
It really is.
You can be cash or you can be fancy.
We're fancy, so we usually fancy our shit up. But are you ready to go eat and drink?
Let's go do all.
Let's go outside. Thank you guys for joining us on our holiday retreat home session.
Happy holidays. I hope that you guys are safe. I hope that you guys enjoy all the products that we talked about today and enjoyed this episode. Make sure you leave us some reviews and comments in the comment section below.
And you can find Erica at Watch Erica on Instagram and me, Mila_Map on Instagram. And you can follow all our shit on www.goodmomsbadchoices.com. Catch you next time.
Bye.
Ready?
Yeah, come on.
Let's go.